When you know the desired result of a single formula but not the input value the formula needs to determine the result, you can use GoalSeek to calculate the missing value. Click below the scroll box on the scroll bar. This cell contains the operating income, currently at almost $62 million. Let's determine the amount that sales must increase to generate an operating income of $90 million in the next quarter. Click this cell to select it.
Click the Tools menu and then click GoalSeek. Because cell B26 was selected when you started GoalSeek, the cell reference is entered in the Set Cell box. The Set Cell contains the value you're looking for, so press the Tab key. Here you can enter the target value. Type 90,000. Press the Tab key again.
Now you need to specify which cell contains the value that must change in order to reach the target outcome. On the worksheet, click above the scroll box on the scroll bar. Sales figures are entered here, so click cell B6 to set the changing cell. Click OK. Click OK again.
The value in cell B6 has increased, indicating the estimated sales figures that are needed to reach the desired operating income. Because this is a hypothetical scenario, click the Undo button. The original values are restored. To move to the top of the worksheet, click above the scroll box on the scroll bar.
Now let's find out how much commissions can increase without letting expenses get too high. Using Solver, you can find the maximum for one value in a formula when the other values have specific limits. Click the Tools menu and then click Solver. Cell B17 stores the current budget plan for commissions. To set the target cell, click the Collapse dialog button and then click cell B17. Now click the Expand dialog button.
You're looking for the maximum amount that can be spent on commissions, so this setting is fine. You can also find a minimum value for a target cell by clicking this option, or you can click this option and enter an exact value here. Solver attempts to calculate a value for the target cell by changing the values in related cells. Click the By Changing Cells box. Commissions are a function of sales revenue, so type sales.
Let's add a constraint that limits total expenses. Under Subject to the Constraints, click Add. To enter the cell reference for total expenses, type B24. Now press the Tab key. The default operator is less than or equal to, so press the Tab key again. Type 35,000. Click OK. To find a solution, click Solve.
To keep the solution, click OK. To view the results, click above the scroll box on the scroll bar. Given the constraint on expenses, Solver has determined that sales revenue must increase from $139.3 million to $156.5 million to reach a maximum commissions budget of $23.5 million.
Now that the data reflects increased commissions, let's find what adjustments AdventureWorks needs to make to its budget to maintain profit levels. You can use a scenario to determine what the operating income would be if AdventureWorks lowered the cost of goods expenditures. To open the Scenario Manager dialog box, click the Tools menu and click Scenarios. Click Add.
To name the scenario, type Low Cost of Goods. To select the range of cells to compare, click the Collapse dialog button. Click above the scroll box on the scroll bar. Now click cell B6. To select the additional cells, hold down Ctrl and click cells B10 and B11. Click the Expand dialog button and then click OK.
Because one of the selected cells contains a formula, a message appears indicating that the formula will be replaced with a constant value. Click OK. This dialog box displays the values for the cells that you just selected. For this scenario, the cost of goods needs to be reduced, but the sales revenue needs to remain the same. Press the Tab key. Type 15,000 and then press the Tab key. To reduce the amount spent on freight, type 200. Click OK. The scenario is added to the list.
Now you can create a report to share the results of the scenario with others. Click Summary. From here, you can choose to create a simple summary or a pivot table report. Excel has correctly guessed the cell reference for the outcome of the scenario, so click OK to create the summary. A new worksheet is added. The scenario summary report compares previous data to the scenario that you defined.
Using the available what-if analysis tools, you can determine the potential impact of changes on existing worksheet data.